Don't touch this.
Questions for Kevin Dixon?
Kev, another 1,000-yard year. Whenever you signed with Louisiana Tech, I know you wanted to be the best running back you wanted to be, but did you ever dream that would be you'd have the career in 3 years that you've had?
No, sir. I never really dreamed of it, but I knew if I ever got the opportunity that I was going to take it and never look back. But first off, I just wanted to thank the coaches for allowing me to come here to Louisiana Tech, the fans and everything. Such great teammates and Cody and everything. Had a great offensive line play today. We ran the ball good and, you know, did a lot of great things.
Talk about the way this team has responded to the ups and downs. You know, after Oklahoma beat ULL, lose to NSU, come back. Just talk about weathering those, you know, the roller coaster.
You know, at the beginning of the season, Coach Holtz got a leadership council together, you know, and he put some guys in there that, you know, he let the team choose who he wanted to be in there. So to see the guys that they relied upon, and he put them in a leadership council, and I feel like that's done a great job. You know, I never really had a leadership council with everybody from each position in there. You know, you get a chance to, you know, get hands-on with everything. You have different leaders in different groups. I mean, just us just losing, and then we have meetings every week. I mean, it's a big turning point, and having such a great leader like Cody, he always come in, and he, you know, never satisfied with anything that goes on, but, you know, it's always, we always pushing and working to get better.
We talked Monday about losing that game last year and you being on the sidelines after getting hurt on the first or second play. And to go off the way that you did today, the first touchdown of the day, and then three, almost four touchdowns. Was there a little bit of that mindset that played into it? I know I missed this game last year, and just every time you carried the ball, maybe giving the extra motivation, or what was going through your head?
You know, you always want to play with the edge, but, you know, this game, I really didn't get to play last year, you know, because of some of my injuries and everything, but coming into the game, I knew I didn't, you know, perform well last year, so I knew that I had to, you know, come and play with the edge. And I mean, offensive line did a great job blocking and everything. I mean, it opened up some holes and it allowed us to hit it, and Kobe was throwing the ball down the field and loosening the defense up, so I really took what I can get.
What does this win do for you guys as you go to the title game versus Marshall?
Put us in the championship.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
Yes, sir.
What did you think?
I feel like both teams competed very well.
With all the points you guys put up today and all the points Marshall put up, what do you guys have to do, you feel like, to duplicate kind of what you did today next week?
Go play Louisiana Tech football. I mean, Coach said week in and week out, we never really focus on our opponent. We go out and focus on ourselves and try to do whatever we can do to make Louisiana Tech football good.
Coach mentioned that 52-14 score from last year against Rice was all over the locker room, and we mentioned that was the most points that Tech gave up last year in a loss. And so, again, it was all over the locker room, but did you ever think that you'd go out and throw up 76 points against a team who came in with an identical record to y'all with everything on the line?
Yeah, the sign been up ever since, like, January last year. I mean, Coach Hester put it up, and he, you know, he's like, this it. This the one we're going to be playing for. This who we're going to have to beat and everything. But, I mean, I just like our focus and everything, how we came into the game, and we played really hard, and, you know.
Talk about the celebration in there. Obviously, we could hear it, and had to be great to be a part of 2 years ago. You know, at this time of the year, you thought you guys would play one more game, but, you know, regardless of next week, you got two more games after this, and you know that's going to happen. Talk about the feeling of knowing you got two more games left.
The feeling of knowing you got two more games left, I mean, it's a good feeling, but, I mean, we just focus on the next one, and that's Marshall. And the celebration, I mean, Coach Holtz, he's just such a great coach. I mean, he got to his 100th win this week. I know that's a great celebration. And then we also celebrated the West Conference Championship. So, I mean, we was turned up.
At halftime, y'all were only leading by 11 points, and then they scored right out of the gate in the third quarter to only trail by four. Is there any kind of message on the sidelines as to referring back to last week of don't let it get away from us like the second half did last week and just rise to the occasion?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We just said we got to answer the bell. Every time that they score, we got to go score. Even if they score three, we try to go score seven.
Anything else? All right.
Hey, y'all know I did good today. Yeah.